sit up at night, snapped gallons and gallons of them. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this a type of bean that you have to shell?
Butter bean.
Oh, did you have
this? Oh, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. By the bucket full.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you really had everything out there. Mm-hmm.
People used to come to the Episcopal Church on Sunday afternoon and come out to ask strawberries.
Oh, they did?
Yes, sir.
Well, what about the, turnips? Did they raise?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. They raised the rutabaga mm-hmm. and the purple top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, on the turnips, did you eat the top part of the turnip?
Yes, ma'am. When it was tender, uh-huh. the turnip greens.
Yeah, uh-huh. You ate
yeah.
that?
Mm-hmm. And then and then sometimes, I used to, a long time ago, after I got to learn how to cook, I would put some of the tender greens in with the turnips, and they'd stay so much better. That's where the strength is. And also, English peas. You cook the English peas, and you know, you split them open with a fingernail and shell them by hand. And then when you get through shelling the peas, take the peas and set them aside, pick up your hulls. You know, most people pitch them out. But my mama and daddy didn't pick those hulls up and wash them and put them in another container and cook them real good and tender and take the water, the juice from them pea hulls and pour them into the peas while they were cooking. Let them cook kind of low and then put this juice out of the pea hull and let them finish cooking. And you do not know the difference. Yes, sir.
Well, now that's interesting. Now that is really interesting.
Sure do it.
Well, now what about lettuce?
Well, we raise that too.
And now, what do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Shuck. Husk. Husk it. They're supposed to say shuck it, but the name here is husk. Husk the corn. That's what it did in England. Daddy said he come in talking about shuck the corn. Daddy say, shuck it. Said, how do you do it? And the neighbors I said, pull it off the end of the ear like that and pull it down, pull it all down and then break it off. He said, that's what we call husking in England. He said, and you shook. I didn't know nothing about that. Daddy had it all to learn when he come
here.
He had
all new words.
But when Mama told me about him trying to take that capsule and empty that medicine out, he said, well, that was crazy, but he said, I didn't know any better. Said, we had to take medicine in England, if it was quinine or anything like that, and we didn't know anything about a capsule. Well, he didn't know any better.
Well, that was
I'd have done the same thing if I hadn't known any better.
Sure, if nobody told you. What do you call the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Sweet corn.
Sweet corn.
It's raised in gardens.
Now, what would you call the top of the corn stalk that comes out?
The shoot.
Yeah, and then that...
silk. It comes out the top of the roast ear. When it's coming in roast ear, that comes out. It makes the corn kernels.
And then before the ears come on the corn, when the, you know, just the stalk is there, and then that part that comes out of the top of the stalk, before it really starts getting ears, you know, they say that the corn, did you ever hear that called the tassel or the?
Yes.
Is that what would they call it around here?
Tassel.
They call it tassel. What about this big orange thing that they make jack-o'-lanterns out of?
Pumpkin?
Yeah,
I think they had... Oh, we used to raise them things by the wagon load, you know it. Yes, and we had a bottom ground. It was lower than up on the hill where we lived, and the ground was much richer there.
Oh.
And Daddy would